Hello, Ms. Wilela.
Hello.
What's the idea behind the rescue system?
The idea is to support the command and control centers to quickly react to incidents that take place in large-scale events or industrial areas.
So the whole system contains of different programs. What exactly are these?
We have four components. One is the mobile crowdsourcing solution, which is responsible for collecting information from the people in the crowd and sending to our platform. We have the data analysis solutions that you receive thousands of multimedia data and analyze those to collect the relevant information to the command center. We have the emergency response toolkit that you show in the most appropriate way the relevant information to the command center. And we have the communication infrastructure that's responsible for connecting the mobile crowdsourcing solution to the emergency response toolkit, even when the communication infrastructure is overloaded, for example, in a large event or in the case of the incident in Norwegian, that the communication was overloaded and people could not get in touch with the authorities. We are going to use ad hoc communication to deal with this problem.
So, and one of the key components of these kind of communications is the mobile cloud sourcing program. That's kind of a back channel for apps the people are using while on an event. Can you explain how that works?
The mobile cloud sourcing solution, you have two components. One is the crowd sensing that you collect sensor data from the mobile devices without the need of user interaction with their mobile devices and send this to the command center where this will be shown in terms of density heat map. And the other component is the user generated content that we have developed based on a strategy for dealing with people that have to provide information under stress. So if people are close to the place of the incident or the incident just happened, they are nervous and then they need a quick notification. So the interaction is fully automatic and afterwards they can interact more with the mobile device and provide more information by selecting options. And in a certain moment, they can even write text if they want.
So let's make it with an example. Let's say we are on a festival, music festival, and there's a fire somewhere. Somebody uses the app and texts us, there's a fire. What happens afterwards?
The first thing that the person does is to say there is a problem and it's a fire. At this point, the app already sends to the command center the type of the incident, the timestamp, the position of the person, and this is already very valuable information to the command center. In a second moment, the person can, for example, say that this fire must be solved with a fire truck because it's a big fire. They can also describe if they see flames and which kind of smoke they see, if it's gray, if it's black, and so on.
Currently, the system is still in its test phase. How's the feedback? Does it work?
We have just finalized the prototype. We are going to evaluate during the World Cup. This was one of the goals of the research project, and we have achieved it. We are going to evaluate in Salvador, which is a city in Brazil where the games are taking place. And we are also trying to organize an evaluation here in Kaiserslautern. The idea for the evaluation is to check the adequacy of the mobile crowdsourcing solution and the acceptance, because we have a 2.5-year project. We have time to turn the application and to develop further functionalities. But the first step is to see what we have done now is adequate and people would use this in a real situation.
After several data leaks and the NSA scandal in the last years, people are more concerned about data security. How do you secure their data?
We have a task just for that. This task is called usage control, And during this task, we are going to define usage control policies that say which people can use which date and what they can do with the date.
So that's to secure the people from you, let's say that way. But can you also protect the data from, let's say, third parties?
We have here a team especially dedicated to security. And we have a technology framework that allows you to define these usage control policies and implement those policies in the system.
So we have a framework which is called InUse, which is a technology framework that integrates in different kind of operating systems. And the operating systems are then enabled to intercept messages and protect data. So you can make policies for data like who is allowed to see it. That's the typical access control, so who has access to the data. But it also gives you the possibility to say after the data is sent to other people what they are allowed to do with it. It's a little bit similar like a digital rights management, but a bit further from the functionality. So that enables, for example, scenarios in this rescue, we have the same, that data are sent to a certain, from the crowd to a certain pool, but not everybody is allowed to see the data, and also not everybody is allowed to do with the data what they want to do with the data, what they want to do with the data. So we can define specific policies, for example, videos or pictures from the people are allowed to be watched, but they are, for example, not allowed to be redistributed via email or sent to other people or printed or whatever, because we integrate into the operating systems and into the applications of the different user groups of the data, and therefore we can ensure that the data is not leaking.
After you said 2.5 years, the test phase will end. Do you think that systems like the rescue will be used frequently in future events?
Yes, we believe so, because there is a wish of the crowd, of the people, in collaborating with the authorities and providing crowdsourcing information. And the command center needs this information because they need some time to get to the place and to start the measures. The system is being developed with support of the rescue service and fire service experts. Then it should result in a useful system.
Thank you, Ms. Vilela.
Thank you very much for the opportunity of explaining the rescue project.